It's Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is using funds from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act to restore and protect sagebrush ecosystems across the West. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports, the investment comes as sagebrush country is increasingly under threat.
Mark Twain called it the forest in exquisite miniature. The boundless skies and green shrubs that define sagebrush country cover a third of the lower 48, from the Dakotas to Oregon and Nevada. Director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, Martha Williams, says it's a critical environment for hundreds of species and agricultural operations.
It represents a Western way of life, and it's so vital to the health and economy and viability of these Western communities.
But the U.S. is losing about 1 million acres of sagebrush ecosystem every year due to invasive species and climate change. That's why Williams' department is spending about $50 million over the next 5 years for restoration projects. It will work with private landowners to do things like maintain water resources and manage grazing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has made nearly $12 million available to the National Park Service to repair flood damage on roads in Death Valley National Park. Most roads in the desert park have been closed since runoff from thunderstorms earlier this month wiped out major sections of roadways or covered them with debris. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said yesterday that the emergency relief funding will allow roads to reopen quickly. Elsewhere in the Southern California deserts, floods linked to this summer's very active monsoon season have also damaged the Mojave National Preserve and Joshua Tree National Park. The Center for Biological Diversity is petitioning the federal government to grant emergency protections to a rare butterfly. KUNR's Shelby Herbert has more.
Bleached sandhill skippers are small pale butterflies with faint yellow markings on their wings. The species' entire range is restricted to a single hot spring wetland in Humboldt County. That's where Ormat Technologies has received approval from the BLM to build a geothermal facility. The proposal includes two plants capable of producing up to 30 megawatts of electricity. Patrick Donnelly is the director of the Nevada chapter of the Center for Biological Diversity.
Our line in the sand is around extinction. Biodiversity is what gives us clean air to breathe and clean water to drink and what puts food on our plates. Pollinators, like the bleached sandhill skipper, are why we can eat every day. So biodiversity is like essential to our existence on Earth.
Geothermal plants generate renewable, low-emission energy, but they have a well-documented history of drying up and contaminating nearby hot spring ecosystems. Shelby Herbert, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, Ormat Technologies provides financial support to this station. Nearly 2,000 Kaiser Permanente psychologists, therapists, social workers, and other mental health workers in Northern California began an open-ended strike yesterday. The strike is over staffing shortages that their union said have led patients to wait for months to get help. The National Union of Healthcare Workers, which represents those workers, is negotiating a new contract with the Oakland-based health giant. It said the strike is to demand Kaiser hire more mental health workers to ease the burden put on their current staff. Kaiser Permanente said in a statement on Sunday that what's at issue is the union's demand to increase the time therapists spend on tasks other than seeing patients. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.